Hello, this is DJ Mellow Max, taking over for the midnight hour. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm going to be giving out some tickets later tonight on my show to go to see Chrome Sparks and XXYYXX on November 14th, right here in Boston. So listen on if you are interested, and I've got some tunes picked out for everyone today. So it's Friday. It's officially Friday. Happy Friday. It's an exciting way to end the week. It's been a very, very long week. And finally, here's the music. Hello? Hello. music's not playing. This is frightening. Might have to play some music off of my phone. But we'll see. Let's give this another shot. Exciting. Find the playlist again. There's music.
weeks of girls. She'll make you breakfast, she'll make you toast, but she don't use butter, and she don't use cheese, she don't use jelly.
Well, that was an adventure. We just had King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard with I called Mom, followed by the Flaming Lips, She Don't Use Jelly. It is 12:10. Ticket giveaway. Ooh, the ticket giveaway will be signaled by the following sound. Watch out for the sound to get tickets to see Chrome Sparks and XXYY. XX. I've been told that there's a way to actually say that, like ziz, but I don't know. I'm gonna keep calling it XXYYXX. So, coming up next is a band that I found out about earlier this week. They're called Chon. I don't know. Some of their stuff is very like classic proggy, and some of it's very modern, almost flume-like. It's a very interesting juxtaposition, and makes me wonder like how much of it is their sound and how much of it is them selling out, or is it just their sound? I don't know. It's interesting. So here's Waterslide. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello there, people of the radio. This is DJ Mellow Max, and this is Highly Recommended on WMFO. We just had previously Traffic with Freedom Rider, and before that, Chon with Waterslide. That song wasn't as flumy as I had been describing, but it's a weird mix. Kind of cool music though, I like it. So, mostly. So I am giving away a pair of tickets tonight to see Chrome Sparks and XXYYXX, or Ziz, I think, it's in Boston. It's on November 14th, and I saw Chrome Sparks last year. Really cool. Ooh, I'll play a Chrome Sparks song up next. Chrome Sparks in Boston. I don't really know Ziz, but I have heard good things. Let's see. Concert tour 2017. Wow, it's 2017, almost 2018. And then it'll be 2019. Crazy. Alright, so concert is at Brighton Music Hall in Boston, Massachusetts on November 14th. That is a Tuesday. So this is a drill, but the sound to call in is that. So listen out for it. The number to call in, do not call in now, unless you just want to chat, but you will not be getting tickets. The number to call in is 855-915-9636. And now, let's play something by Chrome Sparks. You know, I'm gonna go with the classic Chrome Sparks song. So here's Chrome Sparks with Marijuana.
Thank you. on a once in a life masculine, floating over a mountain made to seem. Step off into the sun, feel the blood through your arm. On a once in a life masculine.
Well, that was the Beatles with Rain. And before that, Focus with Happy Nightmare, Mescaline. Off of their first album, actually, In and Out of Focus, released in 1972. Oh, and before that was Chrome Sparks with Marijuana. Yeah, it's a pretty cool song. The rest of his stuff is pretty great too. Yeah. That's about it. Here's some more music.
coyote. We just come from such different sets of circumstance. I'm up all night in the studios and you're up early on your ranch. You'll be brushing out a broodmare's tail while the sun is ascending, and I'll just be getting home with my reel to reel. There's no comprehending just how close to the bone and the skin and the eyes and the lips you can get and still feel so alone and still feel related, like stations in some relay. You're not a hit and run driver, no, no, racing away. You just picked up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. We saw a farmhouse burning down in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the night. We rolled right past that tragedy till we turned into some roadhouse lights where a local band was playing. Locals were up kicking and shaking on the floor. The next thing I know, that coyote's at my door. He pins me in a corner and he won't take no. He drags me out on the dance floor and we're dancing close and slow. Now he's got a woman at home. He's got another woman down the hall. He seems to want me anyway. Why'd you have to get so drunk and leave me on that way? You just picked up a hitcher, a prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. I looked a coyote right in the face on the road to Belgeny near my old hometown. He went running through the whisker weed, chasing some prize down, and a hawk was playing with him. Coyote was jumping straight up and making passes, and those same eyes just like yours under your dark glasses, privately probing the public rooms and peeking through keyholes and numbered doors where the players lick their wounds and take their temporary lovers and their pills and powders to get them through this passion play. No regrets, coyote, I'd just get off up a ways. You just picked up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. Coyote's in the coffee shop, he's staring a hole in his scrambled legs. He picks up my scent on his fingers while he's watching the waitress's legs. He's too far from the Bay of Fundy, from Appaloosas and eagles and tides, and the air-conditioned cubicles and the carbon ribbon rides are spilling it out so clear. Either he's gonna have to stand and fight or take off out of here. I tried to run away myself, to run away and wrestle with my put here in this Eskimo, in this hitcher, in this prisoner of the fine white lines, of the white lines on the free.
We just had Joni Mitchell with Coyote, and before that, Le Orme with Ad Gloriam. And I don't know where I left off. So before that, the Beatles with Rain. The tickets have been claimed to see XXYYXX and Chrome Sparks by a very lucky Dana. Shout out to Dana. Congratulations. And my hour is coming to a close, but this is DJ Mellow Max, and you're listening to Highly Recommended, a weekly radio show every Thursday night, Friday morning at midnight. And this is 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts, Medford, Freeform Radio. Coming up next, this song's something.
Jettis did the glue, he was 12 years old. Fell from the roof on East 29. Kathy was 11 when she pulled the plug. 26 reds and a bottle of wine. Bobby got leukemia, 14 years old. He looked like 55 when he died. He was a friend of mine. Those are people who died. So they died of hepatitis in Upper Manhattan. Sly in Vietnam, bullet in the head. Bobby OD'd on Drano on the night that he was wed. There were two more friends of mine. Two more friends that died. From a hotel room, Bobby hung himself from a cell in the tombs. Trudy jumped in front of a subway train. Eddie got slit in the jugular vein. And Eddie, I miss you more than all the others. And I salute you, brother. We'll be right back.
front of the subway train. And Eddie got slit in the jugular vein. Eddie, I miss you more than all the others. This song is for you, my brother.
That was the Jim Carroll Band with People Who Died. And up next is a short excerpt from an interview that I had a week or two ago with Gavin Harrison, the drummer for King Crimson. And yeah, so here's just a little clip. Let's see if I can start it at the right time.
The other.
Also, yeah, the sound quality isn't great. I couldn't find the right way to record it, but it's the best I got. I tried to enhance the audio a little, so good luck.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite concert that you performed at?
Let me think. I mean, playing at Radio City Music Hall was great fun that I did with Porcupine Tree in 2010. We never imagined we'd get that big or play in that kind of venue to that many people, so that was a great thrill. I've played at quite a few ancient amphitheatres in Italy, such as the one in Pompeii, where Pink Floyd did their famous concert, I think in about 1952.
Everything started getting destroyed, right?
That was a very, an absolutely incredible venue to be at.
Yeah.
And so many of those amphitheaters are. There's a fantastic one in Taormina, which is close to Catania in Sicily, and the back of the stage kind of crumbles away, and you can see Mount Etna. And in fact, when I played there, Mount Etna was actually pushing out smoke. It's a active volcano.
Yeah.
So you can see smoke coming out the top of Mount Etna in the distance behind you on stage. That's quite a backdrop.
It's nature's smoke machine.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, that was a little snippet. Might be finding a couple more things in there. First time I was able to really re-listen to it since I fixed the audio. But yeah, it was a pretty cool interview. He was in Porcupine Tree before he was in, King Crimson. And, yeah, what I heard about that concert, that Pink Floyd had, that amphitheater, was, their music was so loud that stuff basically started like breaking, and the old building started like crumbling apart. So I think they got banned or something. I don't know. Maybe I'll look it up. Maybe I won't. Let's do a quick PSA before I put on like a 10-minute long song. Here. Since I'm a Boy Scout, emergency preparedness PSA. Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. It's also It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Coming up next, King Gizzard has already released three albums this year. That's King Gizzard and The Lizard Wizard. So, the headphones have been broken all night. Just jiggled the cord. Now they work. Amazing. Amazing. So, right. Three albums already. They just released a teaser from what I'm going to assume is their new album. Some online speculation seems to point to October 27th, I believe, as the possible release date for the next album. It sounds like it's somewhere in the Nonagon Infinity universe and the Gizverse. And cool sound. A lot of it sounds like their older stuff, like Nonagon Infinity and other things in that universe, but some of it's new and interesting. And even the old stuff is good, so I'm not necessarily complaining. It's a pretty decent song. Oh, right. So there is also speculation that there might be a fifth album. A bunch of people hope that it's like a Christmas album, because it's probably going to come out around then. But could be a cool idea. I don't know. You know, we'll see. Whatever it is, it'll be interesting. So, yeah. King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard with their new release, Crumbling Castle.